Sure. Hey everybody, we're Letters, we're from Olympia, Washington. So, the last two nights we played the biggest venues we've played on our tour. Which means we've had to turn up really loud and be way more rocking than we usually are. So we're gonna have to adjust. We're gonna have to adjust, and we'll try not to blow you out. No more. How are levels? Would things need to come up or down?
Okay, cool, cool. All good. She needs to come up. You guys can come closer, too. I'm perfectly... So far, all y'all that I've met have been super awesome, so come on up. Come on. All y'all. That's how we talk in the Northwest. Before I forget, opening acts, so awesome. Thanks, guys. Give it up to them. And the band with all those nice people, like Melody and Pat, that I never heard their name, but they're really good. You guys have a name? I don't know. They were great.
Potomac Shivers.
Potomac Shivers. It's awesome. Town it was. And that's great because we're a party band. If it wasn't obvious, I mean, yeah, we party hard. I mean, look at this guy's hair. He parties hard.
There's just, no other explanation.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's your party. So we heard some things in Ashland. People in Ashland told us about the babes in Isla Vista, and then last night in Santa Cruz, a few people were like, oh, yeah, oh, that's gonna be fun. But the best quote from last night, I think, was, prepare to be drunk. Which I thought was really awesome, because like it's like we just roll into town to
totally sober, haven't drank a thing, and then we're just like, whoa, dude. It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like that today, actually. We got really goofy as soon as we got here. So, I guess, yeah, I guess we just got drunk. Prepare to be drunk. And so, yeah, this is another one of our party jams. It's about 6 foot longs and, cake stands. It's about cake stands. It's off our Greatest Hits of Acid collection. It's called Owls.
You ready to play the party guy? I think I might be getting drunk from
me too.
It's in the fog.
Oh, owls in the barn, we are light as a feather, we kill, we harm. Who in the world would walk this way? Moonlight stars are dead. Successful party jam, cool. I saw some people dancing as much as you can to that song, which is cool. I like that. So I thought maybe this is like
midpoint in the set. And sometimes we switch it up, sometimes we do different things, but I'll give you an option of where you want it to go. Do you want it to, like, get, yeah, we do that. We do that, we bring it there. So there's one that gets, is not, like, totally rock, but it's, like, a little more rocking. Okay, and we've done. All right, we could go there. We could, there's, like, kind of a spacey, dreamy one. Or I guess I could play a song by myself, but there's those three options.
Rockin'.
Okay, cool. During the opening bands, I was like, oh man, this is so cozy, everyone's sitting down. We're gonna like plug in and everyone's gonna go, oh god, it sucks. Fuck this.
I'm out. Which one's that then?
Hideaway. Isn't this really rocking? This is just like... Thank you. So we might need your help. I'll just say that.
You ready?
Okay. Is up next, and they're quite popular.
Hey Jackson, hey, I grabbed the wrong stick out of my bag, it's in the back corner. Can you find another brush that doesn't?
Oh, sure.
Well, this is perfect.
That doesn't not have all of its.
That doesn't not?
Yeah.
This is totally perfect because I have a story to tell, which I don't know if it ever told live, but. I got really excited because there was a Townes Van Zandt cover in that last set, which was really awesome. It sounded great. And this song I actually wrote kind of in tribute to Townes Van Zandt, which is kind of cool. have a roommate that was totally obsessed, and that's like all he'd ever listen to. And so we'd make meals together, and it's just that. And then he rented the Be Here to Love Me movie, the documentary on Townsend and that. And I didn't get a chance to watch it with him, but then I was like, oh, don't return that yet. And then so one night I stayed up really late and I watched it. And then afterwards I was like, I'd come up with a song that had tons of changes. It was just like all over the place, way too much. And I was like, had been stumped what to do with the song. And I was just like, don't have any changes. Just have it be one thing. And it was kind of like totally, I was like, what would Towns have done? Like, he would have just played the same thing over and over again and wrote a song, you know? And like, I've just been like, yeah, that's a song. It's about the lyrics, and it's not like about these complicated parts. And it was on the First Letters album, and it started as a folk song. And then me and Bob played in a band called Sleep Together, and we turned it into a rock song. And now it's somewhere in between. It's called Pull on the Reins. And yeah. And someone's getting a phone call. And, or a text message. And so here's our note. If I could ask for songs to hear when I die, I'd say, let the sound. Keep that together. It would be great. You guys are awesome. Stick around. Google Maps is next.
James, we're not.